Chapter 2. Daniel. Paloma had done everything she could think of to stop the move. She had complained, shouted, and cried, but that hadn't helped. They were going to England in August, and she could not change it. Her father was upset, and her mum was angry with her. Even Marta was losing patience with Paloma. In May, her parents and David went to find a house with a garden in London. A house with a garden made the idea of living in England a little better for Paloma. She didn't have a garden in Spain. Paloma stayed at Eva's house while her parents were away. The two girls spent hours talking about Paloma's move to London. Eva said that she would miss her. "You're my best friend," she said. "It will be terrible without you." Paloma also talked to Eva about her relationship with Daniel. It was going well, and Paloma believed that they were getting closer every day. Daniel had come to her house a few times to work on their project. Every time Daniel's arm touched hers, his face became red. When he looked at her, she felt she was going to melt. But he hadn't asked her out yet, and Paloma was getting impatient. Eva had said Daniel would ask her soon, and Eva was usually right. "Maybe you should ask him out now," Eva said suddenly. "If you don't, Laia will try to go out with him. Don't let that happen. She's a horrible girl." Laia was a pretty girl in their class. She was small, dark, and attractive, and she was crazy about Daniel. Suddenly, the phone rang in the bedroom and Eva answered it. It was Laia. Paloma listened to Eva's side of the conversation. "Eva's being very friendly to Laia," she thought. She was surprised. "That's strange. I thought she didn't like her. She just said she's a horrible girl." After 5 minutes, Eva finished the conversation and put the phone down. "Why were you so friendly to Laia?" asked Paloma. "I thought you didn't like her." "I don't like her," Eva explained. "But she's getting me tickets to see the Amazons in concert in August. I really like the Amazons. They're one of my favourite bands." This made Paloma feel very sad because she wouldn't be able to see the Amazons with her friends. Eva saw Paloma's face and quickly changed the conversation. She started giving Paloma advice on how to ask Daniel out. Eva made Paloma laugh again. It wasn't easy for Paloma to sleep at Eva's house. She never slept well in a strange bed. She realized that soon she would be sleeping in a strange bed in a strange country. She would have to speak English all day, and she wasn't very good at it. "I'm terrible at English," she thought. "How will anyone understand me there?" Her parents came home on Sunday evening. They were very happy with the lovely house they had found for the family in London. "It's got a beautiful garden with lots of fruit trees," said Paloma's mother. "The house is big, and you can each have your own bedroom."
"Hello, my name is David," said David in his best English voice. Paloma thought he sounded stupid.
Her parents told her about the school she and Marta would go to. It was called Forest Hill, and they said it was a marvellous school with a big swimming pool. Paloma didn't want to hear about her new school. She did not want to go. Time passed, and the family started putting their things into suitcases and boxes. Paloma's room looked very different with all her books and CDs packed. Then, one evening, Daniel came round to work on their science project. Paloma was feeling quite nervous after all of Eva's suggestions. She usually took Eva's advice, although it wasn't always good advice. "But Eva's wrong this time," she thought. "I won't ask Daniel out because I'm going away so soon, but I want to know if he likes me or not." Daniel looked really handsome when he arrived. Paloma wanted a photo of him to take to England with her, but she was certainly not going to ask him to smile for a picture. Paloma was surprised to see that Daniel looked nervous too. They sat down at the computer table and started to work.
but it seemed as if something was different. There was a new tension between them. Then Daniel tried to take Paloma's hand. It was supposed to be a romantic moment, but it wasn't. Paloma had a chocolate biscuit in her hand, and Daniel's hand was suddenly full of chocolate. They both started laughing, feeling very embarrassed, and the tension between them disappeared immediately. Paloma talked to Daniel about England. He was very understanding and much more positive than Eva. "You're very lucky. It's a great opportunity," he said. "You'll learn to like London, and I'm sure the English boys will be very interested in you." Then he went quiet and looked embarrassed. Suddenly, Daniel looked directly at her, and Paloma's stomach started to dance. Then he kissed her, and it was wonderful. "I'm sorry you're leaving," he said to her in a quiet voice. "We were getting on very well. Let's keep in contact." "Of course," said Paloma. "I'll email you and tell you what's happening in England." Soon it was time for Daniel to go. "Paloma, please don't tell Eva that I kissed you," he said. "She'll tell everybody. She isn't very discreet." Paloma agreed to keep it a secret, and Daniel gave her another kiss before he left. Paloma stood at the door watching him walk away. She felt both happy and sad. "I'm so happy he likes me," she thought. "But nothing can happen between us now. I'll just have to accept that. My life is moving on."